What I want to share with you this morning is something about inheritance. You have an inheritance, and it's important for us as a people of God to know our inheritance. It's important while we live here to have an understanding what belongs to us. What have we inherited by becoming a child of God? Every one of us inherits some things. Well, for us as a body of believers, it's important to know our inheritance, because I believe if we do know our inheritance, then we will live differently. We will live as a people who are related to the one who is going to leave us some great and awesome, wonderful, wonderful things. Now, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke this morning, chapter 15, and starting in verse 11. Luke 15, 11. Then he said, there was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to the father, Father, I want right now what's coming to me. So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. We have a tendency to misuse or dishonor our inheritance. Because like this son who received his inheritance prematurely, he wasn't ready to be able to handle his inheritance. He wasn't ready to be able to handle what he got from his father. Wouldn't you agree with that? The son messed it up, didn't he? I want it and I want it now. But yet we see what he did with it. He messed it all up. And sometimes as Christians, we can do that. We can come into the kingdom and mess things up. But let's continue to read. In verse 15, he signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop pigs. In verse 16, he was so hungry he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him anything. That brought him to his senses. He said, all those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me as a hired hand. He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. If we'll realize our position, realize what we have done, come with a repentant heart, realizing, Father, I've sinned against you. Father, help me. Please forgive me. And cry out to him. We know that he's there with his arms open. He was wiping away the shame that the prodigal son had experienced. He was so shameful for what he had done. But yet the father had to take an action in order to wipe away the shame so that he could fully embrace the father's love and fully embrace his position in the family. I went to God, we as a church, at the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when somebody comes back with repentance, that we could open up to them in such a way that the shame that they've been through, the shame that people have been carrying, could be wiped away because of our attitude and our actions toward those individuals. That we could come to them and say, God has wiped away your shame. And therefore, I'm not carrying any of that for you, or I'm not holding that against you in any way, shape, or form. The past is past. You have entered into something new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any person who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is past, the new has come. It's great to be a new creature in Christ. Here's another wonderful, wonderful inheritance that we have while we live here on earth. Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Well, let's read it from the God's Word translation. No weapon that has been made to be used against you will succeed. You will have an answer for anyone who accuses you. This is the inheritance of the Lord's servants. Their victory comes from me, declares the Lord. That's another aspect of our inheritance. No matter what we're going through, the word of the Lord tells us that it doesn't matter what the enemy throws our way, the Lord is our victory in the midst of it. We have a crown of righteousness awaiting for us. That should mean more to us than anything else. And it should also stir us to share the things of the kingdom of God. It should stir us to share our faith, to stand against the things that the enemy would try to throw at your family, at the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a light in a dark place. You see, when we come to Christ, there is a power that comes in us that gives us an ability to live for Him, ability to work with Him. Now, that's part of our inheritance. And if we'll recognize the power is there, I believe that we'll have great boldness.